Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Gay Hendricks' great book, The Big Leap. Learn more and see all the titles profiled at philosophersnotes.com/titles.
A handshake deal with the universe. Quote, you know deep inside you that you will never be fully satisfied until you have anchored yourself in your zone of genius. To do less would be to hold back, and long ago you made a handshake deal with the universe that you wouldn't do that. The seductive comforts of success, though, can lull us into accepting the status quo. In that state of comfort, it's easy to forget the deal you made with the universe to use yourself fully. End quote. I love that. In case you might have tried to forget, and don't worry, we can try as much as we want, but we can never actually forget. But in case you're trying to forget, you made a handshake deal with the universe. It was a very simple deal. You committed to not holding back, to fully expressing yourself in this precious life of yours. So acorns have an oak tree to become, and kittens have a cat to become. You have a radiant human being fully expressing your gifts to become. In his classic book, The Courage to Create, Rollo May says this, and you can see the notes on it. He says, quote, the acorn becomes an oak by means of automatic growth. No commitment is necessary. The kitten similarly becomes a cat on the basis of instinct. Nature and being are identical in creatures like them. But a man or woman becomes fully human only by his or her choices and his or her commitment to them. People attain worth and dignity by the multitude of decisions they make from day by day. These decisions require courage. End quote. Abraham Maslow tells us, quote, musicians must make music, artists must paint, poets must write if they are to be ultimately at peace with themselves. What human beings can be, they must be. They must be true to their own nature. This need we may call self-actualization. It refers to man's desire for self-fulfillment, namely to the tendency for him to become actually in what he is potentially, to become everything one is capable of becoming. End quote. If there's one theme to these notes, it's to remind you of your highest potential and to inspire and empower you to go for it. And you gotta love that majestic handshake deal you made with the universe, huh? So are you honoring that deal?